Finny and Nikki in the Morning present
The X Challenge. Do you trust an old friend to spill the beans about you?
How about someone you had a crush on?
How about your ex-wife?
All right, we are going into the past, day three of the Beats X Challenge. We started off getting to know an old crush of Stuntman Sam. We found out you proposed to her, you tried to kiss her, and a whole bunch of other things.
Yes.
Get caught up.
Did what teenagers do when they're in love.
At the beat925.ca. Also, we found a lot more about Nikki, about what it was like to live with Nikki, with your ex-roommate, Jeff. And today, Nikki and Sam both spoke to my ex-wife, Allison, which, by the way, I had no issue with at all. We were together for 7 years. We ended on good terms, so I didn't have a problem at all, you guys talking to her.
I was nervous about this one. Okay.
You were, weren't you?
I still am. I still am.
Don't be nervous.
Okay,
Nikki.
So we did get to chat with Allison, Sam and I. We had an interview. So the first question that we asked was, what first attracted her to you?
Okay.
Well, in the beginning, I think his sense of humor. He was very intelligent. We just got along like the first moment that we connected. And we became best friends after that. Like, it was just, we had an instant connection. Communication was amazing. And I think his sense of humor, he was very charming, and he was a very good listener.
Oh, well, thank you. Good listener. I haven't been called that many times, but I'll take it.
Really? I'm like,
she's like, are we talking about the same guy?
We asked how you guys first met, too, which is a great story.
Yeah. We met at Thursdays on a happy hour, and I remember I was kind of dating a guy that was living in Paris, and his name was Vince, and I was with some friends, and I go, guys, this guy in Paris, which name is Vince, wants me to go there and get married, and I go, I can't leave my grandma, because everybody knew, and Vinny knew, how my grandmother is very important to me. And I go, I can't just meet a decent guy that lives in Montreal. So I kind of, like, waved at him, like, waved my hand. And Vinny, because his friends at that time were trying to talk to me, I waved at Vinny, and he came over, and we instantly connected.
That's where all great love stories happen. Right?
Thursdays, eh? That's a great choice. I don't think I've had a relationship that's lasted more than 12 hours.
Come on, you know, Thursdays. That was a long time ago.
Still good times to be at.
Long time ago. Yeah.
Okay, so we wanted to know what your marriage was like.
Okay.
Because of, you know, his work and then my work, we grew apart emotionally. And it was kind of like we're living roommates. It was best friends. I can't explain. Before that, we were good, but marriage, I can't really say it was a marriage.
Really?
But the roles of a marriage, we were best friends. I think that's very important.
If I remember correctly, you would make a lot of really good food. I mean, he would come in with like Tupperware.
I cared about him so, so much that I remember I couldn't leave my house if I didn't make him seriously lunch and dinner for the last, I think, 6 years. Like, I remember waking up, I was used to be late to my meetings, and I couldn't leave my house if I didn't prepare him a Tupperware.
Okay, so we wanted to know if she's in a relationship now. Do you think she is? Do you know?
I think so. I think so, yeah. Pretty sure she is. I'm not...
It's kind of new. It's been 5 months. I'm taking my time. I don't want to make the same mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But... Man, I remember Vinny got married fast, but you know, when you're meant to be in an instant, I wish him all the best. He's a great guy. Tina's very, very lucky to have him. And there's nothing I could say, you know, bad. Well, to be honest, we had everything, but the intimacy part, everything. We were best friends. I was by his side. I think I remember all his colleagues. I remember he used to bring me to every single event.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know him more than I even know my family members. And, you know, he could witness that. But if I could go back, I think it would be just taking time. The intimacy is very important in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know that.
You know, she said something. It happened. Like, we ended up getting married and then things just fizzled out. It just didn't really go anywhere. And she was right. We really just became roommates. We were friends. And we kind of both knew it was kind of going nowhere. But both of us kind of just didn't say anything.
Yeah.
For like the longest time, a year, year and a half, 2 years went by. We're like, okay, wait a minute. If we want to have children, we have to make a decision. We either go our separate ways or we try to make this work. And and that's it. There was no hard feelings. It was like, listen, let's just go our separate ways. And I think we both definitely made the right decision.
That happens a lot, sure. I think.
Yeah,
right?
I think.
Okay, so we did ask why your marriage ultimately ended.
Because of, you know, his work and then my work, we grew apart emotionally. And it was kind of like we're living roommates.
Right.
do well. Yeah.
So who ultimately, who was it? I'm sorry, these feel like personal questions. So if you're uncomfortable answering them, please say. But
it's okay.
Whose decision was it that it was that you guys were going
to? We both knew to grow apart. And if I could change something, it would be honest yourself. I remember not being honest. I used to keep my feelings inside. So I wasn't honest to myself and I wasn't honest to him. No, I blame. Everything happens for a reason. So do I blame myself? Yes, not to be honest. Telling about my feelings, how I really feel. So I think I could blame myself for that. But other than that, I think Vinny made me who I am today in relationships.
How do you feel hearing
wow.
that?
Wow. Wow, you know, kudos to her for being honest and coming on the show and saying those things. Mm-hmm. Like, I did not expect that.
I'll really?
Yeah, I didn't expect that. But yeah, no, I mean, I didn't realize I made that much of an impact, I guess. You don't, when you look back, you don't think of that.
For sure.
So
you're both in happy relationships now. Sam did ask, would you ever consider reconciling if you were both single?
Yeah. It's an honest question.
If I was single and he was single, I would see, because it depends, right? It's all the intimate connection. So I think, you know, we both learned from our past. We're, you know, I think I would.
Yeah.
I definitely would. If we're both single, that won't happen. But I actually miss our friendship.
That's very kind of her. But just to be clear, like, I couldn't be happier where I am right now in my marriage. And that's very nice of her to say. But I look at that as my past. It was no regrets. Definitely learned a lot. Learned a lot about myself. Learned a lot about my relationship back then. But I couldn't be happier. I'm not just saying that to make Tina happy. I honestly feel that way.
Course.
And it's nice of her to say that. But I wish her all the best for the future. And it was super, super cool of her to even come on to the show and even agree to do that.
Absolutely.
So.
No regrets.
No regrets at
no
all.
Regrets.
All right, moving on. Okay, so the X Challenge is, that was an interesting experience for all three of us.
It was very interesting.
Right? Very, very interesting. Learning a little more.
Let's not do that again.
No, we're done. We're done. The Beat 92.5.